Hi, this is Mary Schaefer, and it is Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2010, and you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And today I'm here to talk to you about posturing is not leadership. Now, I wrote another post here recently called Make It Make Sense to Them. It's one of my principles around good leadership, that you shouldn't leave your employees sort of hanging with trying to understand something. And a colleague of mine, her name is Jennifer V. Miller. You can find her on both Twitter and a group she and I are part of called the LeadChangeGroup.com. And she wrote a post the other day and asked us to think about this quotation from a man named Tom DeMarco. And his quote was, "Leadership needs to be distinguished from posturing." And what I was thinking about that is whether it's called posturing or posing or pretending, not only does it not look good, but it can really create a significant dent in your credibility and your employees' willingness to follow your lead, and it's not to be messed with. And so this thought about posturing or pretending reminded me about a story. Several years ago, I heard a CEO of a Fortune 100 company talking about how well his company was doing. He was talking to employees. And when it came time for the Q&A, I asked him how employees should reconcile that very positive picture he just portrayed with knowing that some of their colleagues at the same time were losing their jobs due to downsizing. Now, he responded with a very touching and inspiring anecdote about what another company did in this situation like this. But what irked me about that was he didn't answer my question. You know, I acknowledge that business is complicated and paradoxes exist, such as business is great, employees still lose jobs. But leaders, please bother to explain it to us. I was totally disconcerted by whatever interpretation I came up with about why this man did not answer my question. I prefer the interpretation that he chose not to explain it to me versus considering he didn't know the answer. And I really am disconcerted that no one prepared him for that question. I just think it's bad leadership, bad management too, because you're not taking into account your resources and what they need to perform well. Over and over, I find that responses that sound good but don't really answer questions, really useful, obvious questions, make organization members question the leader's competence. And it erodes their own respect for them and erodes the leader's privilege to lead. And getting back to the bad management piece, it's a big waste of time, waste of employees' time. It's using your resources badly. Constituents want to believe in their leaders, and so they expend energy to make things make sense. And when they get an answer like that CEO gave me, they're just going to spin in circles because it doesn't make sense. And they're going to try to make the leader right, and they can't. And then there's just another hit to the company's productivity because energy is expended by being siphoned to unproductive activity, that is, trying to make something make sense that doesn't make sense, and you know what I'm talking about. Some say that character doesn't count anymore in leadership, and despite any example that seems to support that case, I know this. The laws of human nature can't be cheated. People know when they're being avoided, disrespected, or exploited, and everyone, including the business, loses. Or is this just another cost of doing business? Again, you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com.